Every year, some 15,000 people pass through the United States into Canada, where they seek asylum. Under a proposed law, they would have to apply in the U.S. instead. The change is part of a larger accord with Canada, meant to improve security after last year's terror attacks. But a range of critics say the new asylum procedure would be bad for national security and bad for refugees. NPR's Jennifer Ludden has more from Buffalo.
Outside a rundown red brick building, taxis are loaded and tearful goodbyes begin. This old school has been converted to a safe house for transiting asylum seekers called Vive la Casa. And now, as every morning at 8 o'clock, another group is heading for Canada, hoping to start new lives there.
A la prochaine, okay? Au revoir.
29-year-old Mpundu, as she asks to be called, arrived a week ago straight from Burundi in Central Africa. In a Raggedy Ann sweatshirt and ponytail, Mpundu looks determined but nervous as she hugs her newly made friends. She's left her entire family behind, but says there's no going back, and she hasn't even considered applying for asylum in the U.S. People in Burundi talk more about Canada, she says, and I have friends there already. Mpundu also hopes to settle in a French-speaking province since she speaks no English. Canada has another advantage for some. Asylum seekers can work immediately, while in the U.S. they must wait at least 6 months. Yet for many, it's nearly impossible to get to Canada without passing through the U.S. Canada has fewer consular offices and international flights, so the 20-minute ride to the border is well-traveled. As one Vive la Casa taxi pulls up, the Canadian customs officer gives a friendly nod.
Hi, citizenship.
U.S.
How many?
I have three refugees.
Four refugees?
The taxis wave through. On the other side, the refugees all have a pre-scheduled appointment with an immigrations officer with a translator on hand. It's this orderly routine which critics warn is threatened by the proposed new asylum law.
I think it's a disaster. I think it will destroy a system that functions pretty well right now.
Christopher Owens runs Vive la Casa. He says under the proposed law, asylum seekers will only be allowed into Canada if they can prove they already have family there. But Owens says many foreign countries don't issue that kind of documentation.
Or even if documentation existed, they had to flee and were unable to take sufficient quantities or perhaps nothing with them.
Owens predicts major delays in processing, feuds over who qualifies to enter Canada, and a flourishing trade in forged documents. Officials at the Immigration and Naturalization Service declined to be interviewed, but Bill Frelick of Amnesty International attended a meeting with an INS official 2 months ago. He says the officer was asked how the already overburdened INS would cope with an extra 15,000 asylum seekers each year.
And he said, well, I think the actual number will be closer to 6,000. And we said, well, why would that be?
Frelick says the INS officer suggested that several thousand people will choose not to cross into Canada at all, and several thousand more, he said, will seek to enter Canada covertly.
So here you have an official charged with enforcing immigration laws in the United States who's telling us that he is one of the architects of an agreement that will create a higher degree of illegality.
Christopher Owens of Vive la Casa fears the same sort of smuggling that plagues the southern U.S. border.
People walking through the Maine woods, God help us, or trying to take a raft across the Niagara River, or hiding in truck bodies to travel through Detroit, Windsor, or here at the Peace Bridge. That cannot enhance anyone's security. It certainly puts refugees at grave risk.
And here's where opposition to this plan has forged an odd alliance. Alongside refugee advocates, the group FAIR, which seeks to reduce immigration, is also fighting the proposed change. FAIR says it will only encourage more immigrants to remain in the U.S. illegally. Bill Frelick of Amnesty International says the only party who seems to like the deal is the Canadian government, since it will reduce their flow of refugees.
It's quite an imbalanced agreement. It's essentially one-way traffic. So we ask ourselves, so what's in it for the United States? Why is the United States willing to sign such an agreement?
He says administration officials have told him it's a worthwhile trade-off, that in return, Canada will coordinate security screenings and visa policies with the U.S., a key component of the Bush administration's war on terror. Meanwhile, Vive La Casa is bracing for if and when the asylum law goes through. The safe house is licensed to hold only 118 people, but Director Owens predicts thousands will soon flock here, trying to make it to Canada before the doors close. Jennifer Ludden, NPR News, Buffalo. Thank you.